something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, What is the Gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Go to John chapter 10, verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, makest thyself God." They accused him of saying that he was the Son of God, which meant God in flesh. So when we talk about Jesus, we're not talking about an ordinary man. He was no ordinary man. He was born of a virgin. The Jewish people understood the meaning of Son of God. Son of God doesn't mean someone who was born by another, like you say, son of James. No, it means God in flesh. It means God manifesting himself to you in flesh. That's who Jesus was. So when we call his name, we're not calling an ordinary person. We're not. Let me show you just one more verse here. Everywhere you go, tell others who Jesus is. Tell them who Jesus is. It is too important. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 16, see what the Bible says. It says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." Godliness here doesn't mean how you behave, like you say, is a godly man. No, it means the nature of God. He's referring to the nature of God. Great is the mystery of the nature of God. He says, God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. That's referring to his resurrection. The Bible says when he was raised from the dead, he was justified. Seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world, received up into glory, referring to his ascension, when he ascended back to heaven. That's it. Look at one more verse. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Observe this very carefully. Let's read it from verse 12. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. This is extraordinary. He calls Jesus the great God. Read it from the NLT so you can see it more clearly. While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. When he'll be revealed, he's talking about the coming of the Lord when he comes back. He calls Jesus the great God, our great God and Savior. Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior. So the apostles knew him as God. That's amazing. No wonder. He said, I and my Father are one. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Why? Because he was the physical manifestation of the unseen God. The physical, the visible manifestation, the visible expression of the invisible God. That's what the Bible says. I'll show it to you. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1. Look at it. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. This is remarkable. I wish I had time to explain that. He made the worlds, not just world, worlds. Who, talking about this, his Son, Jesus Christ, he says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. How? What else? Jesus, he calls, he says, Jesus is the express image, the icon. The express image. That means the final imprint. When you say the type, the original type. That's what he says. The final imprint, the original type of the Father. Look at it. The express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged our sins. Who purged our sins? Okay. Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the expression of God. So the Bible says that all of the nature of God was tabernacled in Jesus Christ. When you know who Jesus is, your whole life will change forever. Your thinking will change. The way you view the world will change. Everything will change about you. That's why the whole Bible is about Jesus. When you read it from Genesis to Revelation, it's pointing you to one man, Jesus Christ, to tell you who he is and his mission, what he came to do, so that you may know. And I said, the second thing is about yourself. He wants you to know your origin, your purpose. Most people live their lives without ever knowing why they came to this world. They don't know why they are here. Can't you see it? They're born one day. Everyone is happy. They're born as a little child. Then they grow up. They themselves give birth to children. Then they grow old. Then they die and they pass away. Then the children they gave birth to will grow up, get old, give birth to their own children, die, pass away. One generation after another. Isn't it time for some thinking person to say, what is the purpose of life? If you're going to live here and you cannot hold back or take away what you came to this world to do or to have or to possess, if you will not have it, then life must have a better meaning. Shouldn't it? It should have a better meaning than for you to be able to control certain things, control resources from a certain age of your life to a certain age of your life, after which You have to go. And you don't know whether all of what you amassed together will mean anything sometime later. For example, only a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, in the United States, the people were bringing down statues of people that they used to have so much respect for. And they said, we're going to immortalize their names. So they built statues for them in several cities. Did they know that one generation will come that will bring those statues down and destroy them? So much for immortalization. They destroyed them. So what is life then? What is the importance of life then? Well, that's why I tell you about the Bible. The Bible, the Christian Bible, because today they're using the word wrongly. Everybody is using the word Bible. So they say our business Bible. What do you mean by business? Your business Bible? So they say they have a business Bible, they have a political Bible. No, the Bible that we refer to, the Christian Bible, and its whole message is about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his mission. And in understanding his mission, you will discover your purpose. That's what it's about.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
As we approach the close of this glorious year of completeness, the Spirit of God is changing the world through prayer.
You know, nothing as good as praying, because you see, when you pray, you move heavenly powers. Angels respond, demons tremble. Our prayers are not empty, not empty.
It's that sacred moment again, when billions of Christians unite in one spirit, one voice, and one purpose. Get ready for the Global Day of Prayer with Pastor Chris. A 24-hour prayer marathon, transforming lives, shaping nations, and releasing the power of the Holy Ghost across the earth. Join Pastor Chris and Christians from every continent on this station as we lift our voices in passionate intercession, declaring peace, healing, and salvation to the nations of the world.
And you know, our praying is not a religious ritual or obligation. It's much more than that. It's based on a relationship. It's a living relationship with a living God who called us to prayer with the intent of answering.
Date, Friday 28th to Saturday, November 29th, 2025. Time, 6 p.m. GMT plus one. Join us live right here on this station. Or connect online via www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctins.org. Don't miss this global move of the Spirit. Be a part of it. Invite your family, your friends, and your world. Together, we are praying without ceasing, impacting without limits.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.